Occasionally, I play the lottery. I have the right to take a chance with my dollar to win big or lose small. Lotteries for spots in charter schools don't provide enough choice for Baltimore City students. The alternatives low-income families have for their children may not be good enough, and with this lottery, they have far more to lose than a dollar. At Children's Scholarship Fund Baltimore, we select low-income families who have put their names in a lottery for tuition assistance to send their K through 8th grade children to a private school. The number of families we can select as winners is based on our funding and the number of current students who create vacancy by moving on to high school. I don't like lotteries for education. If the single biggest predictor of poverty, a good education, is subject to a lottery, what does this say about our society and the value we place on education, or on ending poverty for that matter? The BBJ reported last month that income and poverty levels were about the same here as they were at the end of the recession. At Children's Scholarship Fund Baltimore, we're not surprised. We've seen a consistent level of families who put their names on our waiting list in hopes of being selected at random to receive tuition assistance. We need to offer more than a chance of success by fully funding school choice with an education tax credit and continue to support programs that succeed, like our innovative, successful public charter schools, KIPP, and Children's Scholarship Fund Baltimore. Let's not gamble on education. The consequences of poor education and not graduating from high school or college last a lifetime.